Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, joining us, we have Jonathan Lucas. He's the Executive Director at Insight, a nonprofit based in Alexandria, Virginia, working to connect blind and visually impaired professionals with high-paying jobs and job training. And Mr. Lucas, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and we certainly are appreciative of what you do through Insight and for joining us here today. So to kick things off with October being Nationally Disability Employment Awareness Month, how is Insight leveraging this occasion to further highlight and address the pressing challenges identified in the survey?
Yeah, so this month we are on a large speaking circuit, of course, including your podcast. But tomorrow I'm hitting up to the Consumer Electronics Association Foundation to do a presentation there, and really just an overall great awareness campaign to employers out there and to the general public about the lack of opportunity for people who are blind and visually impaired.
Yeah, and to take that further, the survey reveals that a significant percentage of respondents were unsure about their company's DEIA initiatives, especially in terms of recruiting disabled candidates. What do you think is the primary reason behind the lack of awareness, and how can organizations bridge this gap? I'd love to hear your take on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's surprising that 63% of people said this, and you know, I think that the major barrier or the obstruction is that DEI sort of gets folded, all aspects of DEI gets folded and lumped into one sort of greater push for organizations, right? LGBTQ, people of different race and origin, and disability is sort of down the line, and blindness is sort of near the bottom of what companies talk about and also what they formally do to attract people in this particular category. And so I think most people don't know. They don't know somebody in their company who is blind or has a visual impairment. A lot of times you may not recognize someone has a significant visual impairment on a daily basis. And if you don't work with them closely, you may never know. And so really it's about educating HR departments, employees across organizations about the need to increase diversity in this area, because again, people's lived experience and backgrounds lend itself to a corporation being more innovative and financially stronger.
Yeah, certainly some good information shared there, and thanks for your feedback as well. Now, you mentioned that decision makers often resist hiring individuals with disabilities due to misconceptions about the cost and effort involved. How does Insight address these misconceptions when liaising with other companies?
Yeah, so we got a couple of things. One, we have this amazing platform where we train individuals. We've trained over 1,000 people this year, so they have the right skills. That's first and foremost. Do folks who are blind and visually impaired going into the workforce have the skills and talents needed to fill open positions, the right certifications? We provide that. So that's sort of step one. Step two, we spend a lot of time formalizing close relationships with corporations around the country and help them understand just how easy it is to onboard somebody and really how uncostly it is to do so as well. And then we help these businesses and individuals go through the process of being onboarded and integrated into the workforce in any particular corporation.
Certainly appreciate your joining us here today. We're speaking with Jonathan Lucas. He's the Executive Director at Insight, a nonprofit based in Alexandria, Virginia, working to connect blind and visually impaired professionals with high-paying jobs and job training. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, the press release sheds light on the tech tools available to support blind or low vision employees, especially in IT roles. If you don't mind, could you provide some specific examples of these assistive technologies and how they transform the workplace?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, JAWS is pretty ubiquitous platform that people who are completely blind use to access computers and any kind of computer program that will be used in the workplace. Essentially, the JAWS is a software that reads out what you or I might see on the screen. So that's a big necessity to have, no matter if you're in finance or you're in marketing, you're in sales. This tool really helps you do your job just as well as your colleague without a visual problem. And then secondly, you know, we train people in IT specifically. So we work alongside some of the companies like Cisco and others who over time continue to make their software accessible and usable for people with significant disabilities, including people who are blind and visually impaired. So it's a sort of consult role we play along with the tech that's out there, right? We have tech that can read, you know, physical documents. We have tech that can read electronic documents. We have some folks who do have some vision use a screen enhancer so they can have their documents in very large font. And so the software and the hardware and technology is out there to make any job accessible to people who are blind and visually impaired.
Good stuff. Some good information there as well. Now, based on the findings of this survey and your experiences, where do you envision the state of inclusivity in the workplace, say, in the next 5 years looking ahead? And what role will Insight play in shaping this future?
Well, I think, you know, coming out of the pandemic, we all saw, you know, companies scrambling to find all the talent that they need. And this is continuing to be an issue, right? So as companies grow, technology changes, the need for to find more talent and employees continues to increase, you know, I think Insight's role is to provide another conduit for companies to find untapped talent and find talent that can fill the roles that they're looking to fill. And so that's just going to continue to grow over the next 5 years exponentially. And I also think that companies are becoming more sensitive to the wider array of diverse talent that's out there. And so as society sort of demands that companies focus not just on return on investment of their products through financial means, but also how is this really impacting society? As culture's expectations grow in that area, Insight is well positioned to support that DEI work.
Again, Mr. Lucas, we want to thank you for joining us here today, and we're certainly appreciative of all your efforts and what you do through Insight. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to add as we conclude today?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, hey, you know, if you're an employer out there, if you're somebody that's a decision maker in your company, you know, please go to insight.org. It's N-S-I-T-E.org. And look what we have to offer, because, you know, we're in a day and time where everybody deserves the right to be in the workforce, and we have some really great talent out there that can solve your need to fill open positions. So look us up.
And there you have it. And again, listeners, as always, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. It is in the letter N, site.org. Mr. Lucas, all the best. Thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, sir. Have a great one.
You're more than welcome, and you too. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Jonathan Lucas, Executive Director at Insight, a nonprofit based in Alexandria, Virginia, working to connect blind and visually impaired professionals with high-paying jobs and job training. And again, for all the details, simply visit insight.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.